ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vavam and Aleph. Gemara brings down that the klala of Achia Shiloini was Yesetai from the bracha of Bilam. The reason is Meduik in the pasuk that Chazal dashens it from. It says Nemanim Pitzoi Oyev Menetaris Neshika Shine. Now it's better to get a hit from someone who loves you than to get a kiss from someone who hates you. As you see over here, that Achia loved Klal Yisrael. As even when he gives them a klala, but at the end it's going to come out l'toiva because he's doing it out of love. And Taisus and Tainus is Moisif, that even the klala is l'toiva. The reason why he's giving them a klala is l'toiva, that they should steig, they should grow, they should improve what they have to. Fakir Bilam, who's a son of Yisrael, as even when he's muchruch to give a bracha, but at the end, it was Chazal Klala because he's a Rasha. That's what he has to do, but as soon as it doesn't have to be, it's going to be Mishapich back. So what was the difference between the Bracha and Klala? By Achia, he gave them a Klala that they should be Kekana. And Bilam gave them a Bracha they should be Ke'eres. Because it's a bracha, and Erez is very strong, and it's very hard to knock down, like the Gemara says, and even if you have a lot of ruchos, which the Marsha says is connected to malchios, but the Erez still stands strong. But if there is someone that's strong, a ruach, which is stronger than the Erez, which the Marsha says is connected Edoim, as then, when you knock the Erez down, it doesn't get up again. Mash'ein Kane, a Kana, the Kana, every Ruach that comes, the Kana bends over. But as soon as the Ruach goes away, the Kana comes back. As the Gemara says, it's a limud to us too, that we should be Kikana. I know it's a limud Gadol. There's some people, when things don't go the way they want, as they try, they're like an Erez, they're stark. But if they get knocked down, then they can't pick themselves up and do something again. A person has to be able to be Rach Kekona. He has to be like a Kona. And if once in a while he gets pushed down, he picks himself back up again. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. And Tzadik knows that even if he's Neufel, he picks himself up again. Gemara and Tainus and the Zion adds on the sugi over here that there's another milo of a kana over an eres. It says that Rulaza ben Shimon, one time he learned Tayr Harbe Vayadaita Gasa love. He's Mamish Misgah that he knows so much Tayra. And he ra Adam Mechuyer Beyaiser. He saw a person that was really ugly. As he said to him, Kama Mechuyer Adam Zet, you are so ugly. Was the first the person told him, as you should go complain to Hashem that made me. Afterwards, when they were nichnas to the year, as everyone came to be makabel panim to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, the big Talmud Chacham, and this person said to all of them, why are you being mechabed him? You know, this person lacks derech eretz. You know, he called me so ugly because I'm ugly. As Rav Elazar ben Shimon realized that he did something wrong, and he was mevakish mechila from him, As the Gemara says, that you learn from this, the person should not be like an Erez, Elo Kikone. As you see over here, that the Erez is Miskah. It's a tall tree. It's Miskah. How big it is. And that's what Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Metzora says, that the Tyrus of Metzora is, you take an Erez, because of Metzora, why does he speak Lashon Hara on people? Because he's a Bal Gaiva, he wants to put everyone down. He wants to show he's the best, because he has to put everyone down. And that's why you take an Erez, to teach a person that he has to do tshuva, v'tzarech li'es rach kikone, v'loy l'skoes al acherim. Once we have the Gemara in Tainis, you can be masbe the Gemara over here also. The Gemara says, when a person's like Erez, he doesn't pick himself up when he falls. Why? Because somebody who's Niska and he thinks, wow, it's all my Hatzlacha, he puts all his Keiches in. So when something knocks him over, he said, listen, I tried my best, it didn't work. So why should I pick myself up again? I tried the best I could do. That's an Erez, somebody who has Gaiva, who thinks it's his Hatzlacha. When someone's Kikane, as he realizes that Hashem could help him. Even if you fall, mitzad your Koiches, but Hashem could give you Koiches and lift you back up again. As a Mela, that's why a person has to be Rach Kikane, he has to be an Anav. A person who's an Anav realizes that even if in his own Koiches he can't do something, but if Hashem helps him, he could accomplish. That's the reason why the Gemara says you write a Sefer Torah with a Kone, and not with an Erez. Like the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Tayin, Shein Divrei Torah Niskayim El Misha Daitoi Shvelo. The Gemara then continues, and it says that there were Gimel people, Ba'atis Paroi, Bilam, Yisroi, and Eiv. As Bilam, that gave an Eitzah to kill Klal Yisrael, he told Paro he should kill them. As Mida Kenegan Mida, the B'Saif, he was Nereg Al Yidei Yisrael. Yisroi, he was Barach, why? Because he didn't want to be part of a Gzeres HaMelech to do bad to someone. He didn't want to have a part in such a Gzeres HaMelech. As he was Zeicha, that Pnei Bonov should be Yosha V'Sanhedrin. What's Sanhedrin? The Koivei, the Gzeres HaMelech, the Dvar Hashem, who's the Melech HaOlam. As because he ran away from the Melech Paroi, as he was Zeicher, that his children should be Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech. As that's the Mida Kenegin Mida. The Shaila is Eiv, that was Shosak, as when the Eitzel was going on, he kept quiet, he didn't say anything. So on one hand, he didn't say to do bad to Klal Yisrael, but on the other hand, he didn't say not to. Why is he needn't be Yisurim? What's the Mida Kenegin Mida? Why should he get Yisurim? As the Biskurov says, why was Eiv Shasek? Because he knew that it wouldn't help. Look, Yisro tried to make a Machai, he ran away, it didn't help. As he thought, why should I say something when it's not going to help? As Hashem was Mariloi, when a person has Yisurim, he screams. Does it help when he screams? No, it doesn't help him at all. But if something hurts you, you scream. As Hashem was coming to teach Eiv, if it really bothered you that someone was doing something bad to Yisroel, even if it's not going to help, you would scream. The Biskurov said, this is the makar, that to do, you have to scream when you see Chiloinim, that the Oivern Avera, you have to scream, it bothers you. Abizak the Briskerov, you don't have to go out on the street and do it in front of them. Because anyway, it's not going to help. You want to scream Shabbos, you want to scream, it bothers you, let's do it in your home. When they're not looking, anyway, they're not going to help. If you're doing it, k'day to be machzeh them b'tshuva, let's go scream at them. But you're not doing it to be machzeh them b'tshuva, it's not going to work anyway, they're not going to be choyzeh b'tshuva. El of us, it hurts you to see Chilul Shabbos, to scream, but what do you have to go on the street for? You could scream from your house. Vinishvi, that's what the Biskurov used to say, when you see things, you should react. You shouldn't be cold, you should react to it, if it bothers you. As then, the Gemara dashens the pasuk, Oy miyichye misumu kel. As Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish, I mish yichya atzmai v'shem kel. As what does it mean? As Rashi says, two pshatim. The second pshat of Rashi is, ish mechayim u'ma'anim atzman ba'olam hazeh, u'pokin ol toira mi'al tzavaran u'mishamnim es atzman. That people, they oisig in tanugim until they mamish become very fat. And it's a pregus ol toira in ol mitzvahs, because a person's supposed to be oisig b'taira b'avoida, not to spend his time being oisig b'madanim. But there's a nifludik hadgosh in Rashi, a very big hadgosh. It's not saying that eating madanim is a chet, and you're going to do chet. It's saying that the etzem matziv of ligging in tanugim and ligging in the dos alein is a precus oil. Zechsar b'fnei atzmai. I just have to be clear. So you're not allowed to eat. Avada, you're allowed to eat. It means when you nimshach achar hamadanim and you overdo it and you get too caught up in it, as then it could cause a person to come to precus oil. Like you find in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that the reason why the Asaras HaShvatim had their Yerida was because there was a Yain Miyuchid that they used to drink, and there was a certain washing place that they used to wash in, and that Tainug, they were Nimshach Achal the Tainug, and it caused them to be Pyrik oil. It says, even the Tana Rebbe Loza ben Aruch was the big Talmud of Yechon ben Zakkai. When he went to this place, he forgot all his Torah because he was Nimshach. Hemshach of the Amid, the Gemara Darshan Zalder is there, that Yechon says, Kol Mokom Sheyetnem Avayeshiv Ina Lelashin Tsar. Why? After it says Vayeshev is there at Tsar, as Maral is Masbir, that a person is Nivra La'amal Batayra, La'avad Hashem. When he's going on to Ulim, he's taking it easy, as then he's more olal for a matziv that he should come to Kamli Dechad. It's a similar idea. That a person's here to shtaik, to grow. And when he's not working on it, not trying to grow, not trying to shteig, it's not a healthy matzav for a person. Now, kimuvan, the person needs to rest. Of course he needs to rest. And it's okay. If I care over here, the resting is not a yirida. The resting is aliyah, the day that he should be Ayved Hashem better. It's whatever a person needs to rest, whatever a person needs to eat, and he needs for himself that he should shteig and grow. Das is a vada nishnar, it's not a chesaron. Das is a mitzvah. It's talking about somebody who makes too much of a habit of it, gets too into it, and it causes him to lose focus of what life is really about. And the Maral says, two mishalim on that is the Chet of Shittim, the Chet of Bnei Smayav. It says that they were hoylich l'tiyul. I know what happened. They were on their Bein Esmanim, the Choyfish trip. Which in itself, you know, didn't have to finish off so bad, but they were off guard from what normally they would be more on guard of, and they did a couple of things that were should not have been done. And that caused them to have the Yerida Gdela, that they came to the big Chet afterwards. And that's a limud, when a person, even when he's on vacation, but he has to be Shimer, he has to keep some sense of a Ben Taira, and a shmira on him, like Kilo were being pyrik all now. The Maral says that was the pshat in the Gemara and Daf Kuv Zayin also by the Chet of Bas Sheva. It says that David was oil lagag and he was shooting an arrow. That's why does the Gemara say that? It means he was oil lagag, he went on the roof, he was viewing, and he was shooting arrows, he was relaxing, he was doing, as being that he was in a matziv, where he wasn't working and being Ovid Hashem and steiging, and he was just like, as that's what caused that he should have the Yerida. Yeah. But Oida Pam, not that you're allowed to relax, but it means even when you're relaxing, there's a way to do it. To do it with a shmira and to watch yourself. As L'chayra, the beer in this Yisoid is with the Yisoid HaMafursim of the Goyin in Mishlei in Perek Tesayin. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Erechayim l'mayla l'maskel l'mansur mishol mata. And a person always has to be heading up, always trying to grow, always trying to shteig, always trying to improve in Torah, in Midos, in Derech Eretz, always looking to grow. And if not, as then the person is Yerid Lamata, because the Yetzirah is constantly pulling a person down with Midas Rice and with other things. The person's not going to constantly try to grow, as for Shalom, he could grow down. The second pshat in Oy Miyichyu Misumukel is Oy Le'uma Shenimsa B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eise Pidyon Labanim. Mal says it's going on Edom, that they always try to make a machitza, be mavdol between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi matl ksusa ben lovi v'leviya b'shash niskakin zeh lezeh. Who tries to separate a lion and a female lion when they're shash niskakin zeh lezeh? As it's coming to be mara on the goydul ha'ava sheyesh ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'klal yisrael. That's why it's nimshal to Indian zeh. We're together with Hashem. Like the Pesukim in Shir Shir, it's nimshal to a marriage. The Nira, the Tam, the Klal Yisrael is nimshal l'levia, you could say is like the Mishnah in Avos, that only someone who's Giba Kari will be able to be Zeicha to Yamai Samashiach. He's constantly steiging, growing, working. So be there. Yeah, Kimuvan. Not every time are we of a means that he works a lot, he puts a lot of effort into it. Such a person that's misgaber and does the and always tries to do the right thing, even if he falls, he's no one's perfect. But Bikaron, he really tries to do the right thing and he's Giba Kari about it. Bez Hashem, who Yiske, Liyosh Sham. Mara then brings down the Atitza of Bilam. As Bilam told him, Elokim Shalelu Soini Zimahim. So if you could be marshal them Bezima, then bad things will happen to them. So we already saw from Moshe Shapiro, then he tainted that he, in Parshas Ki Tzeitzi, it says the reason why Hashem was Mahapach, the Klala to Bracha, was because Hashem loves the Yidden. As Bilam's taina was, as let's get them to be, Hashem should be Soine. As then, the brachas will come back to klalas, like it says before. And eventually the brachas did come back to klalas. As you see in the Gemara over here, there's the Inyan Miyuchid with the Chet of Zima, that it's Goyer Man Hoga Shal Sinah Me Hashem. The Kametzach Lizar Bezeh, we need Hashem all the time. So Chas V'Shalom, we don't want to be Goyer Man Matzev with Hashabiyan Hoga of Sinah Chas V'Chalila. Maisa, the znus that it's talking about is znusa megoi, which is yadua. And there's a choyme b'im yuchad because he's poigim the icebreaker's kodesh and a goi. Megoya, avol. A pashas nira that the it's a member of Sinizim is going by kol znus. Avada befrat b'znus zed is more of a kpeda, but even kol znus, you see the choyme shabai. V'oid is another hadgasha. The Ravada, the Iker Choymer, is when he's Mizan and Mamish. Avogam b'sharin yonei zimak, when he's takles, v'imhurim, v'frat, when he looks at Znusuf Goyim, that also has a Kvisar of Choymer in it. It's also not Chas V'Shalom, Sniff and Abizrayu, the head of Znus. As a person has to be very, very careful. Yidua from the Goyin in Safra Ditzniusa, that every steeper that was in the Torah is Nagei L'chol Dar V'Dar. And to every person, this is something, every person has to be careful. The Frat, this maisa happened before the Knesset Teretz Yisrael. It's a remnant to the Dor V'Ikris of the Mashiach. Shavnei Knesset Shalanu L'Eretz Yisrael is going to be Nisyanis in these Inyanim. The Petishkach you see in the Dor. The new invention of an iPhone and other modern technology, as this is one of the big Nisyanis. Yaakov Chemayni says that Komash nearly Yosef Yerla Kla Yisrael, before they come to Tzion, Yosef had this Nisayin also by Yishas Paitifera. But this is a Chizik Gadol. If someone is Nishal, it brings Sina, as Midatayvi Meruba. And when a person is Nizar, as it brings to Anhagav Hava. Bez Hashem, if we are Oymer, misgabrin these in Yonim, as Bez Hashem, to cause that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a tremendous Avot Akla Yisrael, and Hagav Avot Akla Yisrael, and bring a lot of brachas. What was the Eitz of Bilam? As one stand to make the Yin be Mizan, it had a whole procedure. The Yin likely pished on, as you should get zainers that are selling klipishton. Afterward, you should make the peel at home. You should give them wine. And after the wine was bayabay, then you could be machti them. On the Gemara's mad, Yishabai says, man, lo nesa yayin shal goyim. As Nira, the Gemara's hadgosh is, you see the chshibis of the siyagim shal chazal me'avera. That you see what happens when there's no siyagim. Number one, you see the shivas of Chazal Siyagim. And number two, you see the shivas of personal Siyagim too. How careful we have to be. The Yetzirah doesn't come to a person and say, Choy to Miyan. See, over here, it's a whole procedure. First he starts. He's going to be Isaac in Ksasin Yonim of Chet. Dugma. First he gets them to go and be Isaac with women, to buy from them, and then wine, and then it comes to the chet. So in the Mishnah Avos, the beginning of Avos, Perek Aleph, Asus Yagva Taira. Doesn't make a advarim to be Shaima the Taira. That's what helps us be Shaima the Taira, the Siyagim, like you see over here. I in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Kedushin, that the Mishnah says, La Yomer Adam is Minai Umnis Hanoshim, that a person should learn to do an Umnis that has deals with, that he's going to have to deal with women, women's doctor, and other things. Also, it says in the Mishnah, La Yomer Adam's Umnis, that puts a person in a sign with Gezel. Ah, he has to learn an Umnis. Zak the Mishnah, a call from Hashem Panosa. But don't put yourself in a matzav of nisayin where you're going to have to, when you have tremendous nisayinus. The Maral in the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Histakel v'shloisha dvarim v'yata ba lidei haveira. What's the kavan of yidei haveira? As Maral's telling you, the Mishnah is giving you an etzah. You have to know this, the yidei haveira. Pull the person into the haveira. As a person has to be careful from the Yidei Avera. I know this is Surei Avera, the ones that advertise, that pull you into the Avera. The Dugma, when you go to a restaurant, and they put up on the outside a picture of their best food. So what's your appetite? And you want to go in and you want to eat. And so then the Avera has a way of whetting your appetite, making you want to do it. The person has to be careful not to be marking himself from all matzavim that are maybe lidechet. The Gemara was before that when it was Boyabam, the type of Tashmish, as then they told him, we'll only do it if you'll be Oyvir Avodah Zarah. As they were Oyvir Avodah Zarah, Mishum, they wanted to be Duarayas. It's something that you see many times, that what causes men or women to be pyrical, as Taiva says, Nos. When the Talmidim of the Goyin said over from the Goyin that the Avodah Zarahs, every one of them had a mashu of znus that was mukusha that pulled people into it. That's the Zahiris. It's a limud gadol that what really pulls people down so many times is when this taiva takes over a person. It's mashpia ma'oid. It's a famous story with Reb Chaim, and he was speaking to a bachar one time, learned in yeshiva, and afterwards he was pyrrhic oil. He asked the bachar, why was he pyrrhic oil? He said he had habishailas be'emuna. As Reb Chaim said, that your shailas and emuna, I can't answer, even though Reb Chaim was the mumchan answering shailas. He says, why? Because your shailas are really terutzim. Really, you want to be Ivar Averis. Now, what happens when a person is Ivar Averis? He feels guilty. It's kedei not to feel guilty that you're Ivar Averis, as you have to be miyash of yourself. Amela yesh shailas on emuna as an excuse that you should be able to do taiva. Ablamaisa, the shailas are betzim tirutzim. They're answering up your behavior. As Amela, even if I'll answer your shailas on emuna, it's not going to cause you to come back. The real reason why you're going off is because of taiva. Just you can't admit it. It doesn't look low. It's not chubad. You feel guilty. As a male, you cover up with shailas and emuna. That is the other sakana of these inyanim. So many people went off from watching things. And starting from watching things to be Isaac in things, and it pulls them off the derech. You have to be very careful in these inyanim. Afterwards, it speaks about the hariga of Bilam. As Bilam went to be Neitel Schar on the Eitz Shaloi, he was going Misa L'Klal Yisrael. But Hashem made that in Oisa Yalicha, that he went to be makabel the money, he was killed. And this is a limud gadol l'chol adam. A person who's eiran l'mchoyte v'loy loy, every person's choyte, because he wants to be marviach, he wants to gain something, he wants to gain money, he steals, he wants to gain hanos olam hazeh, he's mezaneh, he wants to feel good about himself, so he shtachs everyone around him and put them down to build themselves up. That even if you get away for seconds or you get away for a little bit and you get a revach, but the einish that you're going to pay on the chet, one day you're going to be moida, it wasn't kedai. And like Bilam, here he was, he's going for the money, and when he went to get his money, he got killed. Maruscha, you're not mavir. Over here, it was mamish right away. Even if a person does get the schar. At the end, it's going to be very bitter to him that he took this revach. The Shari Tshuva, in the beginning of Shari Rishon, when he speaks about the idea of charata, he stresses this idea. He says a person that steals food and he eats it, he goes into a fancy hotel and he eats it. Wow, he never had such a good meal. If he knows Lubisayf, that when they come and they ask him to pay, he's going to say he doesn't have money, so they're going to knock out all his teeth. It's not kedai. Very good, you had a good meal now, but you're not going to be able to eat for the rest of your life. That's what then a person would realize, that the hana of chet is so little compared to the einish he's going to pay. Not kedai. So that was the lesson Chazal that Hashem was showing us with Bilam. Think you give them an etza, and you'll be hard to lead the schar. The low taviach klom. Yeah. And you do the Gemara in Gittin, that his einish didn't stop when he was killed. I mean, his einish is he's burned in Shechbos Erei Sachas for the chet that he caused. That's for those chatoyim that he caused, the netzach netzachim, he's burning for it. The Gemara says, "Betchilo, he was a navi. ובסייף קויסם, שהיא בדאגס נבואה סוי משום שחתם. It's also a big limit for a person. When a person does a chet, he doesn't realize how much he's mafsid from his chet. The mashal of a gemara isha, she was an isha sar and she's mezana. And she should lose that mile of being a sar. How many people they could have such miles? But mishum chet kolbu, choytachad, yavet tovid harve. The famous dog was Ruvain. Ruvain was supposed to be the melech, the bechor. One time he got upset at his father. He did something that wasn't kefila covet of his father. And that's it. He lost it. Even though he did tshuva afterwards. Well, like the Chofetz Chaim says, tshuva is just the washing machine. It takes away the stain of the chet, of the milas that he lost. He lost forever. As we see for Bilam, for every hano you get, you pay a price. It's not kedai. Oy, it's mashbil. The person so low, the chet, takes away his covet, takes away his mahus. Afterwards, the Gemara says that they were kimul dalin misas in Bilam. As Rashi explains, how were they mekayim the dalin misas in Bilam? Shetoluhu v'tzitzu eish tachas asliva v'chot churayshoi v'noch v'lotoich eish asliya zaynu chenek chatichas aroi shereg shenofel or tzgila kishenofel or haynu sreifa. Shvek demasha, two shailas. Koidem kol shvek demasha, that the way sreifa is not that you burn a person. The einish abezin of sreifa is you put a piece of metal that's very hot into his throat. This isn't the sreifa. V'oid, two of the things that were done was after his kvar meis. So what's it called? A Mrs. Bezdin, if he's dead already. Oh. As Mashal learns differently than Rashi, he learns that they did skilin sreifa when he was chai, in oifin that he wasn't mes mimenu. But, kibun shayullah yisurin mizeh, as the lashon of Gemara, mali kotla kula, mali kotla palka, it's kilo, they killed him halfway. It was a gviser of misa. The Shaila is what Pshat in Rashi. As Nira Lahazbe Rashi, Api the Gemara in Ksubis Taflamid, that the Gemara says, Shemiyam Jin is Batal Sanhedrin, Apopi Shebezin Loinois in Dalin Mises, Mezin doesn't give any war Dalin Mises, because there's no Bezin anymore, there's no Sanhedrin. Abadin Shalahen Miskayim. La dogma, Mishnes Chai Beskilo, she's noifu min agag. We have by Zevel, Ishisachov, that she was Goryu Kokacha Bevoy de Zara, and her Einish was she was thrown off the top of a Migdal. That's how she was killed, Oy Chai Yedor Sosai, yet to its Chaius came and ate her up. Mishnes Chai Yusreifa, Einofu Bedleika. I nachash machishai, this eris of the snake feels like a person's getting burned. Mishnes chayiv hereg, as they kill him ayidei chopping off his rosh. Mishnes chayiv chanek tovei benar omeis besar nuche. Nuche is a disease that causes the person to choke to death. Vavur, and gam if he's meis meina misa shel bezdin. Even though it's not Meduyik, the same Mises Bezdin. Afilu Vachi, that's called the Kiyam of Mises Bezdin. As Koidim Kol, it answers the Shaila from Sreifa. it's not the same way. You see Klar in the Gemara that Mishnes Chayi Sreifa is Neifel Bedleika. So it's Miskayim the Neifel Bedleika. It's Me'en the Yosei Misa. Nira, it answers the other Shaila of the Marsha also. not even though it was after Misa, but being that it's Me'ein Oisei Oynish, Afilu Achi, it's still called the Kiyum of Oisei Oynish. And the Gemara says that Lo Yechsu Yemeihem, that Bilam didn't make it to 35. He was only 33 when he was Nifter. The Lush and the Ponzik is Anshidamam that caused Misa. As Kodim called, he was out to Chas V'Shalom do terrible things. Caused a lot of Misa. Void, he caused 24,000 to be killed. As what was his einish for all this dam that he wanted to be Shofach? He was nanish that he was killed. Chazal, on the Sofer Amid, darshan this, on Doig Vachitoy for Gam came. Vagam Lehem, you could say Doig was caused, Doig killed Noivir Akoinim. Achitofel helped Absalom to rebel, which caused a lot of people in Klal Yisrael to be get killed. He made a backed up a Muhammad. I'm in the Mishnah and Abbas in Perik Hay, Mishnah Chav Gimel. The Mishnah says Achidish. Mishnah Darshan is there. I'll call me Shalai min mi Bilam, Hamidus Ara Shalai. I know he had Kina, Taiva, and Gaiva. As whoever has these 3 meters rice, he also is Nichlal in this Pasik of Vizier Lashol, Layachsi Mayam. As you see, at Kama, you have to be careful for Midas Rice. You can mamish be ma'avid achelik gadol mechaim. A person won't live a long life. Ba'oidim chaim nitzriyim, it says, is yoyed l'shav. In the Himshech of the Gemara, where it says, by doyig, the gimel malachi chavala that came, one of them burnt him, and one of them spread out his ashes. Nishposhet. With Frat, you see that what caused Doig to be Chag was that he was Mekana David, which is Ayin Hara, this Mamish the Mishnah, and Achi Toifu was Chayta also, because he had Kina from David. What was the Shairish of their Kina? Their Gaiva, because they thought that because of their Milas and their Gvaldige Chachma, as they deserved the Kavod more than David, Ach Kairach, that he also thought he deserves it more than Aaron. As what did they try to do? They tried to take away the covet from David. As they did what they could to go against him. The mice of him came to cause David to lose their covet. Not that David didn't lose any of his covet. As they didn't get accused of David's covet. But what happened is even the covet that was Amurla Liyeslam, they also lost. Now the Netzach Netzachim, who's going to base Medrash Lagnai, L'Dairi Dairis? L'Dairi Vayim, how much a person has to be Shaymer on his Midas and be careful. Nishpashit. Then Chazal, go on Doig Vachi Teufel. As Doig Vachi Teufel are different than Bilam. Bilam was a Navi. He was a Rasha. He wasn't an Abdargis in different things. And with Doig Vachi Teufel, I read the Dargin Teufel was Nifla B'yais. The Doig was the Rosh Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. So Gadlus B'teira. Chazal Darshim on them the Pasik Ayei Seifer. Ayei Migdol. As Chazal Gashin said, the Goydel Madrigos and B'tayr Shebiksav, they became called Oisya Shebiktayr Shebiksav, meaning Wolach Seiris, Oli Seiris, Godel Koychon B'tayr Shebapeh, and many Shailas and Piske Halachas on a Mishnah in Oilos, which you do Oilos is very hard, and it was a very hard Mishnah. But feel lucky that Kol Kach Harvei to talk about it, to hold in it. The Pasuk is Metame, what happened to them? How could it be a Yisoifer, a Migdol? What happened to them with all this Torah? How could they have had such a yirida from the Madrega? It's nira that in the beginning of the pasuk, it tells us what the shayvish of the downfall is. In the beginning of the pasuk is libcha yaga ema, a person's lave should always be full with yiras Hashem. Aye Saifa, Aye Shaikal, Aye Saifa Samigdalim. I know the race, they had such a tremendous darga in Taira, but they didn't have that darga in Yira. The Yira's Chet wasn't the way it should be. That's the reason why they weren't Matzliach. So some first in the Amshach the Gemara that they will lay salgish might to leave the hilch so wide as if shayin Hashem li reyav. Or that they had a chsarn in Yer Shamayim. As nira, there's two hadgoshes in the chsarn shalem in Yer Shamayim. Kodim kolei wachota. Chet shayim boi chidik loy lam haba. As b'chol chet, there's a chsarn of Yer Shamayim. Of a nira, in their case, there was a miyuchadika chsarn in Yerushalayim. Because what was their aveira? They wanted to take away the covet of David and bring the covet to them, b'derech shalchet. And it's a bigger chsarn in Yerushalayim. Somebody who believes as a vuna that everything is a biyad Hashem, you can't change anything that Hashem said. What are you doing? Ishtadlis b'issa, living like revach. The person has Yerushalayim knows Hashem runs the world. Hashem wants something different. What are you going to change the world with Avedis? As number one, it's a chsarn Yerushalayim to do chet. And number two, the whole mahus, the whole way of coming. Because they're going to be choyte, they're going to change things and make it better for themselves. Thus, Alain is such a chsarn of Yerushalayim. Same mitzad the meisa chet, same mitzad the toyelis they wanted to cause ayidei lechet. Filu hachi, as you see, the chsarn in Yiras Hashem. The hemshich of the Gemara, as the Gemara brings, that Rava answered, Rabusa Lemevi Boyi. What? It's Rabusa Lemevi Boyi. Okay, we see that Mishnei Rabbi Yehuda, everyone's learning the Zikin. That's why were they learning the Zikin? As the Yad Ramah says that they had a lot of Shailas when Yanu Melo. Over here you see that the Seder Alima that has Ktima is the Seder which is Nagi'al L'chla Maisa. So they had to learn the Zakin. The Be'er Sheva wants to be Masber with two Gemaras that you find in the Mile of Lima and the Zakin. Number one, the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. It causes a person to be a Chosid because he's Makbid on the Zikin, he's Makbid on Bidan L'chaveira, he's not Mazik, his friend. Void the Gemara and Baba Basa Daf Kuf Samed Hey Shegarim Lizchakim. It's Garim Chachma. As a real, that's why they were Isaac Baker in Nezikin. You do it from Rabbanan that they can yeshiva is the Kfiyas of the Machsa was in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basa. They learned other Mesechas were Kilu the Agava, but those were the Iker. Vidasha Rava, as in the Dar of Yehuda, they make Isaac ben Izakin. Mashenkin in the Dar of Rava, not only were they Isaac in other starim, they had Yud Gimel Yeshiva, Samasach to Uchsin, learned it up Mamish with the Imek. Afiluvachi, Kishir Yehuda took off his now, it was Yerid Geshem. Right away, even before he davened, he just took off his now, which is the achana. V'dal shavrava, nemispalim v'tzayikim v'lo yered. As you see, the hevdal agadol, mashkachas Hashem, and two adairis. L'chayra, Shekzef Rava. Why is it that way? All right, we know more Taira than them. As if we know more Taira than them, we should get more Ashkacha. As Rabbi says, Bezeh with a pasuk, Hashem Yira Lelevav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bayin. One of the very famous old Gemaras are known, but this is Yudua Gemara. Achmana Liba Bayin. This is the Gemara. As Kaidim Ka, what's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is talking about that Shmuel knew that there was supposed to be a Ben of Yishai who would be a Melech. As he went, he saw Adoniyahu. He thought for sure that this one is right to be a Melech. And Hashem Amalai Lahamlech is David. No, Adoniyahu is not the one. It should be David. If he wanted to make David's older brother into a melech, as Weistachois, he wasn't a simple yid. Weistachois, he was ganz fine, ganz chashiv. Makadosh Baruch Hu said, "Al tistakel b'kamasa." He looked big, he looked strong, and he had shivis. Because the ikar of the person is the lev of a person. Why was he nimus for Melech? Because he was kayus. As kas is a chel in the lev. As a Melech wears the mid of kas, it's not so good. A manik to have a mid of kas. It could come out terrible, terrible things. As the mace looks like he's learning, he knows how to learn, he's tall, he's handsome, he looks, what a manik. You have to know the lev. What's the lev of the person? And near it, this is a tshuva bidiyuk for Daig Vachi Teufel too. They were niskana begado shel David because they couldn't understand. They learned so much. They felt they knew more than David, as they deserve more cover than David. But they didn't realize that Zayd of Atzlach of David was not only his ma'alan learning, which was also very big, but the lev of David was kol kach nimzo l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rachmana liba boy, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. There's a limud, many people, such achmas nefesh, they're a maggid shir, someone else is a maggid shir, the other maggid shir has more people than him and they can't understand it. It's better bachrim than them, the other person is not as smart as him, doesn't give as good shmak as a shir as him. Yeah. Komine dvarim. We only look at the outside. We can never judge the inside. Rachman aliba boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the pnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so many chashbainis. Yeah. So as we should learn from Daig Vachi Teufel, not to make their mistakes. And then Hechlan dvarim begin where their mistakes brought them. Rashi is masbir the Gemara in the beginning of the Amid, more towards the middle, that Vetisa Brisi Olai Picha, and Hashem said to Daig that my bris, my Torah is Olai Picha, Shaterasa Shal Daig is Misefu Luchotz. Sagt Rashi, what does it mean? That it's Loi Nichnas Leiv, his Torah is on his mouth, is on his head, but not in his leiv. As we see over here in the Rice, the Nifladiki Yediyah said Taira, but it didn't penetrate the lave. So over here the Gemara is a little bit sasim why it didn't penetrate the lave. And the Gemara in Chagiga, and Daftes Vavam Ibez, there's a suffer to the Gemara over here. Over there the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was Boicha, when he saw the goddess Bataira of these Anashim, and dying in the Mishnah, Shainam Chedek Lailam Haba, it's Mafkid. By these people that they knew so much Torah, in them chelik loylam haba, it's anual achas kama vekama. How we have to be worried? Shmuel said to them, "Tina haisa belibam." Rashi says, "Tina means chet." As that's mamish al derech the Gemara. over here, but the Gemara over there has a Nachah Knecht. What's the reason why Torah didn't go into the Leiv? Because they were Choytei in the Leiv Shalahem. Which Chet did they have in the Leiv Shalahem? Near it's the Midas Rice. Midas are in the Leiv. And every Midas Ra is a Chet. Achilik min Yoni HaTayra, Bikin Yoni HaTayra in Avos Perek Vav, is Midas Tayvais. As in order for the lave to be a kli kibul for the Torah, a lave toiv is a kli kibul for Torah, because Torah is lekach toiv. It's shayir na makam, that's toiv. A lave that's mali midas rois, that has a virus, is in a roi la Torah. That's why I'm saying the Torah starts with the brays of Bereishis and ends with the word Yisrael, which ends with a lamed, keneged lave. That the Ikar of Torah is to be koswal duach libecha, to be nichnas into the lev of a person. Abetz leyem, it was rak b'moyach, it was rak b'peh. It wasn't nichnas into the lev. Pashas Nitzavim, it's famous. It says, korv alech adovim mo'oid, and the Gemara in Erevin daf nun dalet, says it's going on Torah, like Rashi ala Torah says, like the Gemara in Erevin. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Karev alech adavim oid bepicha ubelvavcha lasaisai. The tachlis of Torah is to bring it belvavcha lasaisai. To bring it in the lave, and if you bring it in the lave, as then it comes lamaisa. If the Torah stays in the mayach, it doesn't penetrate the lave, as then it's not lasaisai. That's in the Maralo, he speaks out that the shame of Torah is al shame ha'ira, not al shame the chokhmah shabai. It's coming to lametcha, the ikar of the Torah is la soisoi. That you need the Torah to penetrate the lave, kedei to bring it la soisoi. As that's one hezbir in the Gemara. Another hezbir in the Gemara, you could be mazbir the Gemara, al pi Gemara and Yuma, on the Fahim base, on the base. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yenishin was Dairish Apasik, and Mishle, Lamazem Echir Biyad Ksil, Liknas Chachma, Belev Ayin. Is why you selling something precious, Chachma, to a Ksil? Belev Ayin. He doesn't have a lave. As what does it mean he doesn't have a lave? As Zokrib Yenistin, it means he doesn't have a Yira. As Mavur in the Gemara, Chiddush, that the Ike Indian of the Lev is Yira Shamayim. He's Medayik of Sadik. He's a Kasa Sadik, Ois Kuf Lamid Gimel. Rav Nosson Vachvogel brought a similar Diak in the Tefillah of Nishmas. We say every Aver what it's supposed to do. And we say, Kol of Avavcha Yira Ucha. The pool of Lev is Yira. The fees there, you could say Nochaknich. You could say that which it was Chasalam the Lev means it was Chasalam Yerushamayim. Like we Medayik the Pasik, that the Ika problem was Lipcha Yega Ema, they were Chasalam Yira. Like the Mara says, Said Hashem Lireyav, that they were missing in the Said Hashem because they didn't have Yireyav. Lefizeh, you could say, a very nice Lashitasai. You could say, Rav is Lashitasai, that Rav holds in Brachas on Daf Yed Zayin, that the Tachlis of Chachma is Tshuva Umaisim Taivim. Where do you know it? It's learned out from the Pasuk, Gracious Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Tachlis of Chochmah is to come to Yiras Hashem. What is Yiras Hashem? Means Tshuva Maisim Taifim, to make sure you're always doing the right thing. Rabbi Lashitasa is saying that what are you being respoiled from the Chochmah? Are Kol HaChochmah has a Tachlis. They weren't Makayim, that Tachlis. It's like the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Torah is like a shar. To be mikonis to Yira. It's This year is a shat, the Torah, and Torah is a shat of Yira. As the tachlis of the Torah is to come to Yira, is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Hegeshim of Yira, of Abba. That's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the taina that even though Doig Vachitoifel has such idea satira, Nifudika Claras, Lamda Shakiris, Rahman Aliba boy. But Daimil is there, you have in the Gemara and Yuman, Daftes. Gemara says that in the second base Amigdash, that they were Isaac, Betaira, and Chesed. Why was Hashem choyrevit? They didn't do like the first base Amigdash, the other Averis. Azag the Gemara, because they did a Chet of Sinas Chinam. Azag the Goyin, the Chet of Sinas Chinam is Lev, Rechman Aliba Boy. That's the Midas Rice and the Lev. It's Be'emes, that's what we're here to be Mesakin. That's what the Tachlis of Taira is, the Lev. To be Mekadish, the Lev. To be Meraimim, the Lev. But it needs a kli kibble. The lave has to be a kli kibble for the taira. The lave is only a kli kibble for the taira when the lave is right. Just one more gemara. B'daimel is there the difference between the daras arishainim shesrachesh lahem nisa and daras achrenim shalayis rachesh lahem nisa. The gemara brachas tavchaf. It says because daras arishainim wamasu nafshayu al kedushas Hashem. When they saw an Avera, they were moist and nefesh to stop it. And Dairus Achrainim are not moist and nefeshayu or Kedushas Hashem. Spidapam, it's the same knech, the lave. The mysterious nefesh is when b'chol nafshecha, b'haftes Hashem elakecha, b'chol nafshecha. As it comes from Ergeshi, a lave of Ava, you're mukhin to give over kol nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah and Moidedes is not the godless HaChochmas HaTaira. The Midah and Moidedes is the godless HaLev. One more Gemara. I'm talking about Chochmei HaTaira like the other Gemaras. But it brings out the difference in Dairus Rishainim and Dairus Achrenim. The Gemara in Brachas Taf Lamed Hamed Beis. Gemara says the Dairus Arishainim were us and Tairos Eikah of Malach and Arai. And Dairus Achrainim, the us and Malach Eikah with Tairos and Arai. Oida Pam, Shaila is what's choshev to you, what's important to you in your life. If you had to put everything on a scale and you had to weigh it, what's going to weigh more by you? What's the Eikah? What's the Tafel? What's choshev? What's not choshev? That's Loch and Limur, das is wow, that's choshev. Yatzlocha and Midas and Avodas Hashem. The rest, the panasa, and the rest is like, okay, this is a tafel. Or not, the shayla is in the lave. The lave is, the sherish of lave is the covet. That's the ikar of the lave, what it's mechabed. That's the difference in Dairus Rishainim and Dairus Achrainim. This is a big limud lidi done. What we need to be meschazik in is building our lev, because achmana liba bayi. It's a big limud lidi done where our chizuk should be, what we have to put our kriches in, what we have to grow in. Yaza, we should be meschazik in our lev. To be kuloi l'Hashem. Emes alev ta kodesh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see the Av in our lev, the Yira in our lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yira the lev of. And it'll be Moir Hashem to come back to us and reconnect us. Because when we really want the Kesher, we really call out to Hashem, the lev shalem. And we're willing to change our lives and grow to bring that Kesher to Hashem. Hashem, that'll bring Hashem back to us.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.